This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at Rewind in Scone 2024. Pauline Black is with us from Selector. Great to have you back on stage again. Looking forward to set coming up later. Tell me just a little bit about the history of the band and Ska and Two Tone. Why is that so
important? Well, we started in 1979, and that was the start of the Two Tone movement. And the first thing we did was we all went on tour, the Specials, Madness, and the Selector in what was called the Two Tone Tour at the time. And everyone loved all the iconography of the black and white check and the songs like On My Radio, and you know, and it started of course with Gangsters versus the Selector, which is a very, I think that single exchanges for a lot of money these days, but that's how it all started, and it started out of Coventry.
Some great names you've got there in that list, and the music, what's so good about the music? Is it the vibe? Is it the message?
I think that at the time in 1979, when Margaret Thatcher had just been returned to government, and a lot of people had a lot of rather strange thinking at that time about multiculturalism, what that meant for the country, that fight against racism at the time, and sexism too, was something the Selector very much took on board. I.e. they have me as a lead singer.
Sort of like a platform.
Covering
you feel
both
like
bases, kind of thing. Covering both bases, yeah. So somebody asked me what I thought about the world, I told them. Probably it was a bit unruly at the time, but I mean, I told them, they asked.
But you're still touring, but you do so much as well, your radio, your TV and so on. Do you always look to add sort of an extra string to your bow? Do you get itchy feet, want to try new things?
If somebody wants to ask me to do something, then that's great. I mean, I've just finished in conjunction with the director Jane Mingay, writing and starting a documentary. In fact, we started 2 years ago here filming for it, the last time we were in Perth, and here we are back again, and now it's finished, so that will be out sort of towards the end of next year, and we'll be in the London Film Festival as well.
What keeps you going out on stage then? I mean, you've got so much you do. Do you still get that buzz? Is that what keeps you doing
it? Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, there's nothing like live performance. Nothing in the world like live performance. To be gifted, I think, songs which have endured for 45 years now, because that's how long we've been going. There's nothing like it.
One of our most popular shows actually is Pure 80s. Would you have a little message for them? The show's called Pure 80s.
Pure 80s. Well, I mean, the 80s was a very kind of formative time for a lot of people who are alive today and sort of their older years kind of thing, as they move towards the pension and their dotage. And I can't think of a better set of songs really to have from around that time. You know, it was exciting times. It was when kind of young people took over and started doing things for themselves, but in a really good way. So I'm very pleased to be part of that generation.
Thanks so much for chatting with us. Good
My
luck with
pleasure.
The gig.
Thank you.